Magical Ball. There was once a young country boy named Merlin who dreamed of marrying a prince. Really, he did when he was, you know, in the middle of being magic-y and doing chores and all of that sort of stuff. He did actually dream about marrying a prince. It seemed sort of like the thing to do. And then he met a prince and, yeah, that dream, well, then the dream got complicated. Because he still liked the ideal of a prince, and he still liked, you know, the sort of general shape of what he thought a prince should be. You know, dashing and handsome and daring and all of that. But also, you know, fundamentally a good person. Also, probably it would help if he was a person that didn't hate magic. Yeah. It got complicated because also what Merlin wanted was Arthur. He wanted Arthur. Who was not the prince that he wanted, but was the person that he wanted who also happened to be a prince. Anyway, things got complicated for a while because Arthur was a bit of a prig. And yeah. But eventually, Arthur wasn't actually a prince anymore. He was a king, maybe. And also possibly he was married and they were all older and everything had gotten really complicated and weird and dark. And Merlin sometimes just wanted it to go back to when he was a country boy dreaming about his prince. Anyway, things were weird and awkward and all of that. And Merlin hadn't been home in a while. And then he got this invitation. And who knows how the messenger had managed to find him. But the messenger did, and it was super ornate. And it wasn't actually from Merlin. It was from Gwen. And it was an invitation for him, Merlin Emrys, to come to one of their royal balls as himself. So Merlin, he didn't think it was a trap. It didn't sound like a trap. And Gwen was generally a good person. I say, not having actually seen Merlin a lot and having no idea what happens in the ending season. So just know that I'm probably going off script here. But yeah. So Merlin goes and he goes to the ball and he's kind of fully expecting to get his head chopped off. But he's also still more than half in love with Arthur and really can't resist an invitation to see his face again. And then Merlin enters the ballroom and it's honestly, it's like every romance trope that you, like every romance movie you can think of, where the two people enter the room and their eyes meet and it's just like everything slows down and yeah, the music swells. And then Gwen steps up to Arthur and Merlin's heart crashes and burns because Gwen, except she's pushing at Arthur a little bit and Merlin can tell. She's telling Arthur to do something he doesn't want to do. Only then Arthur gives in and Merlin is like, oh, wow. Okay, well, at least he's probably not going to kill me now. Except then he's coming towards him. And again, the music swells and it's like in slow-mo. And he takes Merlin's hands and leaves the ballroom. Because as much as I would like this to turn into a, and they dance in the middle of the ballroom and Arthur declares his love for Merlin, it probably doesn't work out quite that happy and romance novel-ish. Probably what happens is that Arthur is still publicly married to Gwen, but she's had enough of both of their pining. And also, She, you know, she's okay with Arthur. She likes him and all, but as a friend, really. Not really as something more. And she's, like, I guess she's okay with having his kids, but... yeah. And she knows that they're meant to be, that they love each other. So she pushes them into each other's arms, and when they still sort of dance around each other and can't do anything, she locks them in a closet. She finds a closet and locks them in it, and doesn't let them out until they have finally talked about it. And also, let's be real, they definitely banged in that closet. Gwen set, like, 3 serving girls to cleaning it. It still smells faintly of sex. Anyway, and then we are going to gloss over everything bad that happened in the later part of the series and just say they lived happily ever after. I mean, unless you want to talk about how Arthur eventually dies and Merlin has to live on in grief, and then Gwen dies and Merlin further has to live on in grief, and he probably became friends with Morgana at some point and further has to live on in grief, except if she somehow pulled some dark magic so she actually lives the whole time, and then they become like super, super bro-y, the snarky couple of friends throughout the years. And then eventually in the modern era, or maybe several times along the way, various people are reborn. You could go that route too. The end. Happy holidays, Potica.